This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chime, thank you. New version of that released. They must have discovered some old audio. And Thin Lizzy has put out a new version of a lot of their hits from the 70s and early 80s. So it's a Timeout Tuesday, and Cider Fest is happening Saturday at Timeout Market Boston. And so if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, we will treat you to lunch or to dinner on us at Timeout Market Boston. And if you go Saturday, you can enjoy free samples of everyone's favorite local cideries and enjoy the best that New England has to offer. So call now and you will be there, and you will be able to, by Saturday, the election will be over and finished.
When this is over.
I think that everybody will be able to at that point may have made peace with each other. And
no, that'll never happen. We'll just kind of move on after, and we'll look at the next shiny object. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
Did Ty influence your vote when it came to shrooms?
I was always a little like hesitant, and you know, like, are they going to have me tripping out? But if people want it, I don't get in the way of if somebody wants to do it. Because I saw some commercials like, oh, if you get on shrooms, it impairs your driving. You can't tell me you don't want shrooms around when there's a liquor store every 30 feet. So I subscribe to that type of, you know, way of thinking.
Individual responsibility,
yeah,
is what you're saying.
There's a liquor store every 30 feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so people can drink and drive, but we don't complain about shutting. We don't want to shut liquor stores down or whatever, right? So it's like, you're an adult. You can figure out if you took too many shrooms and you shouldn't be driving.
Well, you shouldn't, and hopefully if it gets passed, then you won't be taking too many because you're going to know how much you're ingesting. That's
yeah, but
I
we
hope.
Already know how that goes.
Well,
people are going to be taking too many.
See, I actually don't think that that's fun for a lot of people, taking too many. I think taking too many shrooms would really put you on the moon in a bad way.
Right. Isn't drinking too much, don't that put you somewhere? And
yeah,
people,
I mean,
do
I,
it.
I don't like to overindulge ever.
Right. So yeah, there are plenty of people who do. So like you said, if they're an adult and you wanna, you know, eat up 50 shrooms and be flying high all over space, that's on you.
And the only thing I have learned in my 40 years as an American is that the only things that are bad for you but are legal are things with very powerful lobbyists. That's why there's not a big shroom lobby like there is a big booze lobby, like there is, you know, a big fast food lobby. All of these people that say that they were interested in the health of the Americans is as nonsensical as the NFL saying they care about head injuries. Like, it's just so they can pad their wallet. That's it.
We are being accused of maligning the reputation of DJ Moore. by several Chicago Bears fans who listen to this radio show. So,
did they not see the video?
Well, they are suggesting that he limped off.
Okay.
I didn't see any kind of a limp off during that play.
But we know they don't get along. Chicago Bears fans know that. If you're a Chicago Bears fan, you know
Chicago's Bear.
You know that they have been at each other, or not like out there like publicly, but subliminally throwing shade. And DJ Moore has kind of been doing that with, you know, the Caleb Williams thing. You know there's been an issue. So, and they, did you see the video of him, DJ Moore, like rush by him and kind of bump him with his shoulder when he was walking off the field? Like, you don't do that to your teammate if you don't have an issue with that guy. So the Bears fans know. I mean, be happy. You guys are 4-4, so you're still in the mix. Could be like us, 2-7.
Well, we keep talking about these games that you expect the New England Patriots to win, and we don't end up getting there. So I don't know.
I'm done after Tennessee. Jackson,
it started with Jacksonville.
It started with Jacksonville, and then Tennessee. I even bet on them. I was like, oh, New England should win this game. They're having quarterback issues. Drake May's gonna play.
They covered.
Yeah, but we're talking about wins. It is, Greg, on the Twitch.
Yeah, they're saying that his ankle was, there was an issue with his ankle.
No. But watch how DJ Moore gives him a little shoulder bump. Watch this. Boy, get out of my way.
That's not a shoulder bump.
Yeah, it is.
That's
come on, man.
That's
like, get out the way.
That might be making mountains out of molehills.
Yes.
Well, if I'm a Bears fan, I'm going to make that molehill into a mountain.
Hey, I have a, do you want to do a game before we finish today?
Please.
Sure. I don't know how you want to do it, but I thought it'd be fun to spring something on Jackson. Maybe Jackson and Chime rekindling old battles.
Okay.
Let the games begin.
Or we just do a caller takes on Jackson.
What's the
presidential thing? Trivia.
Oh.
Or election knowledge, basic election knowledge.
Okay.
I thought we'd get some, you know, just throw stuff out there, have some fun with the audience. Everybody's driving to the polling place.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I bet Jack's pretty good at that,
too. He's been dominating. I figure it's a way for him to show he's more than what he meets the eye.
So he v. Shime, or do you want he v. Courtney?
Or he v. Courtney? Whatever. It's up to the audience.
No, I think he and Shime going off head-to-head, I think
Courtney
it's a great idea.
Courtney wants no piece of this.
I mean, like, listen, Courtney and I, we subscribe to, we don't know much about the whole politics world and stuff like that.
So then we should ignore Jackson?
In that category.
Huh? Come on, Courtney, you're like, you know, you know the basics.
I've been reading up. I've been reading up.
We know the basics.
Right.
Yeah, we know the basics.
Right.
Okay, so
he
do we want...
She understands when it comes to the squirrels online that have been euthanized, she is not...
No, I got that
favorite.
One wrong, too.
You're not what?
When it came to Fred the Raccoon, I didn't know that he was taken as well.
Oh, he was taken as
and
well.
And Courtney, don't let it bother you, because 90% of the people don't know much about politics. Mm. They just act like they don't. But they
did
really
the man
don't.
Die? He did.
There you go.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
But I like Big Crack in that one. I'll put my money on Big Crack, whoever he's going up against.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll get him in here.
All right, Jackson, head on in. Can we get some music?
Yeah, we need some election day appropriate music.
Oh, I don't know if I have election music. I have game show music, though.
That's fine.
My guy, Big Crack.
Jackson.
Here we go, Jack.
Love it. Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
How are things going?
These are going well, thank you.
All right, excellent. We have some game show music for this. Okay, Curtis.
Do we want to have it be Jackson against Courtney and Shime?
Yes. They
so,
can
like,
work
they
together.
Can work together. So, yes, Jackson is on an island. And we're going to do it very quickly off the top.
Okay.
Because of Brian the call earlier.
Yeah.
Which amendment gave women the right to vote?
19th.
Ooh. What?
19th.
Bang!
Woo! Oh, nailed it.
Come on, Courtney didn't even know that she's a woman.
I was going to say 18th, so I would have been wrong too.
No idea.
Wow, Jack.
I think Courtney knows she's a woman, Wiggy.
I said she's a woman, but she didn't know that. I thought that would be right in her wheelhouse.
Okay, Courtney, to tie it up, how many electoral college votes do you need to be the winning candidate in the election for President of the United States?
Mm.
Oh, I feel like I know this one, Jack, but it's on you, big dog.
And bonus points, is the midday bone as popular at the Electoral College as it was at Boston College?
And you can't have the chat open, because my guess is people are going to be writing in the chat with the answer.
No, don't look at the chat.
I
Jackson, you know it?
I think so.
Go ahead.
Okay. It's mine.
Oh.
I think it's over 200.
That is true.
It is over 200, yeah. But what is the total number? There's a specific number that you must get to be the president.
Wait, are me and Courtney on a team? Can I assist?
Yes.
I think I have the number. Is it 270?
Nailed it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good job, Shine.
It was a 50-50 between 240 and 270. I got real nervous.
Save me.
Oh, I absolutely love it.
We got ourselves a tie.
There were four presidents of the United States born in the state of Massachusetts. How many can you name?
Ooh, I can name most. I obviously JFK.
Yep.
George H.W. Bush.
You're forgetting the most obvious.
Am I?
Yes, there's a couple.
Yes.
They
come from the city.
Little Bush?
Not Little Bush.
Can I steal?
They come from the
Shime.
City. They come from the city of presidents.
Is it John Adams and John Quincy Adams?
Yes. Ooh.
Yes.
This is now neck
the
and neck.
As they were known back then, the Adams Bros.
All right.
The Adams family.
Yes, the Adams
Bros. Weren't you at their inauguration?
I was not at their inauguration, you bastard.
Courtney, true or false, Election Day is the same day, November 5th. Every year, unless the 5th falls on a Sunday.
No, that is false.
Right.
All right, good job.
When is Election Day every year?
The first Tuesday of November.
Courtney smashed it.
Thank you.
Nailed it, queen.
Who was the 43rd president of the United States?
George W. Bush.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
Wow. Good job, big crack.
Nailed it.
What will, Courtney, this president be? What number?
The
50.
Can I steal?
Let's steal.
Wait, guys, the fun of the joke is we allow the reaction dry so that we can use it in future things. Jackson, right. if you jump on it.
No, I'm sorry. Trump was 45, so you'd be 47 if he was reelected.
Absolutely. Nailed it. Right.
45, that's what they call.
That he will be. I wonder, will he be 45 and 47? Do you go back to 45? How would he do that?
I don't know. We're going to ask Grover Cleveland.
He'd be 45 and 47.
I got that,
he'd probably be known as 47.
Why are you laughing at me?
No, hardo flex there.
It's the only other president to get elected, not get elected the next term, and then get elected after that.
Who was that?
Well done.
Grover Cleveland.
Grover. Friends called him Grover.
They named the Muppet after him.
How many total electoral...
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
College votes are there in an election?
How many total?
Yes. So it's 270 to win. How many are there total?
Four.
539?
Oh, by one, you were off. 538.
Wow.
Sean, you are impressive.
Well, I just figured that if you need 270, that has to be more than half. So what's one less than that?
There you go.
Well done.
Good job, Sean.
Okay.
What was the last time the state of Massachusetts voted for a Republican president?
Oh, I was looking at this today. 1938.
No,
I don't think so. I was alive.
That's correct.
and it was Ronald Reagan.
It's got to be Reagan, right? Yeah.
It was Ronald Reagan.
So it's like 1980 something?
Yeah.
Was it? Oh, okay.
What?
Am I dyslexic?
I don't know.
No, because I said 54 and then I changed it immediately to 45. Oh. And then I think in my mind, how I'm picturing it when I was reading it today, I had 1948. Mm. But was it 1984?
Yes.
There you go.
You are dyslexic.
Long road to get there, but you got there.
Another thing for you to have anxiety about. You're probably suffering from severe dyslexia.
I learn something new about myself every day.
We are a blue state.
We all know the election.
Did you ever see the sign, Curtis? It was.
Don't blame me.
No, it was at a protest. And it said, dyslexics untie. All right, that's an old one. Sorry. You'll figure that out later.
I'm almost there.
It's an old joke.
I love it.
We get it.
Like unite, but
yes.
Thanks for explaining it.
He has no regrets.
All right, dad joke. Go ahead.
We all believe this is a very close election, correct? Deadlocked.
Yes.
Should the Electoral College end in a tie tonight? Who or what is the tie-breaking vote? How is the tie broken?
Isn't that the vice president? No.
It is in the House of Representatives.
Of which the vice president is the president of?
Nope, the Senate. The vice president is the president of the Senate.
Oh, okay.
You can dispute Curtis.
I think I do dispute that.
Okay, what do you want to bet?
We got a dispute from the host.
Hold on, I'm hitting the old Google machine.
Yeah. No, you're right.
So is it the Speaker of the House?
Well, that's who leads the House, not the Vice President.
No, I'm saying what it comes down to. Is it like popular vote with the Speaker of the House?
I believe so.
The Vice President is known as the President of the Senate, according to Wikipedia.
So if there needed to be a vote, then that vote would be cast by Jill Biden, the Vice President of the United States. Is that correct, Curtis?
That's correct.
Okay.
All right, last one.
Okay.
Does Jimmy Carter know where he is?
I believe so, yes.
You do?
He's in Georgia.
You love him.
I feel bad for him. I feel like that was a shame that cameras caught him in that state.
In that personal moment.
Yeah.
In that very personal
moment. I think we got a lot accomplished. Jackson, good job.
Good job, Jackson.
Courtney's dyslexic.
Great job.
Jackson the winner. Big crap wins again.
Curtis, very informative on Election Day. Well done. All right, we will be right back.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.